Where were you when the Sterling call was from?
Flying in bed.
Do you know?
Is that a police question? The police asked me that question.
Oh, they did. Oh. You might have done it. Why
well,
the,
The week before Sterling Hall was bombed, I moved a big stack of Teaching Assistant Association files for the grievance committee from my office in Sterling Hall over to the TA office on Brook Street. And on the way, there were too much to carry, and I had to set them down. And a secretary of the department was walking by, who knew me, and said, "Well, I'll watch those. If they're too much for you to carry, you go back and get a cardboard box," which I did. So I knew the police would be coming around.
You mean because they say you had advanced knowledge?
Yeah, right. So they asked a bunch of pseudo-coy questions, which were ridiculous. I can't quite remember what they were. They asked me to take a lie detector test, which I refused.
How did you feel about it?
Having the police ask me?
The whole thing, to begin with the bombing.
I don't know. In that whole period, there was this feeling of mixed emotions. It really was a pre-revolutionary situation, and I was sort of in favor of there being a revolution, in a limited sense. I mean, there was maybe 1 or 2% of the population that really felt that the current order was not legitimate, and that was enough of a germ so it could have spread. It was possible. It didn't, partly because of the bombing of Sterling Hall. And I always had these constant feelings, like when SDS would get together, and I went to SDS meeting where they voted to take over a building, and then they didn't. This was, when the hell was that, 68 maybe?
Yeah.
Big meeting, 600 people in chemistry. I argued against taking over the building, maybe a little, although not too vociferously, because the audience was too obviously going to do it, going to vote for it.
Taking a
building.
Meeting of Cobham also
addressed? I don't recall Cobham
addressing it. I know of a meeting at which they voted not to take it. Anyway, all right, let's not bother. Go ahead. You were feeling that things were coming to a head.
Well, I felt that the real actives, the street radicals, the stone floors, the let's take a building types, who really, they didn't have a lot of theory. They weren't too clear on where they were going or what they were going to accomplish or what to do once they got there. And they weren't given the careful discussion. But yet they were moving things along. So I always had a very ambivalent feeling about them and about the riots and all that, about what the effects were going to be. And you couldn't help but be excited and interested in what was happening and also a lot of negative feelings because you couldn't see how it could work. And yet you couldn't see what the alternative was. You couldn't see how you could have a revolution without these crazies.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably had some of those same feelings about Sterling Hall, although probably more negative. I don't remember too clearly. I don't know that if I knew at that point that that was sort of the end of the New Left. But at some point it seemed to me that bombing Sterling Hall was the end of the New Left as a possible important political force.
So when you heard that it had happened, you thought of it in terms of this is possibly the beginning. Is that what you were saying?
No, I can't see how anything, I can't see myself thinking that something great was going to come out of bombing Sterling Hall, particularly, you know, you knew right away that some people had died.
Yeah.
You know, I think my reaction right away was that's sort of it, that's a cross we're going to have to bear. And maybe that's really going to dampen things down.
And that's too bad, and that's just as well.
It was too bad. I mean, it was sort of the end of the political movement that had some promise, at least.
What you woke up then, you heard about it and came over and saw the building?
I can't remember when I saw the building, if it was that day or the next day. Maybe you couldn't get close that day.
Because your own particular area wasn't affected.
That's right. That's right. I must have tried to get over. I must have tried to get in that afternoon to go see what had happened to my office. My office was shaken by the blast, I think, but nothing too much messed up. Maybe some things were moved around. I can't remember. It was probably 2 or 3 days before they let us in, but see what the damage was.
And when did the police come and question you?
It was about a week later. They were slow getting around to it.
Did that make you angry? Or?
But they were so slower that they questioned me.
But they questioned you.
Well, I mean, I sort of generally had a chip on my shoulder towards the police. I probably started calling the police pigs about 1969 and probably stopped about 2 years ago. Took that long to get out of the habit, even though no one's reinforcing it. Mm-hmm. I definitely hated them. I guess I'm over sort of reflex hatred when I see them now. You don't get a very kind view of them when you go on demonstration.
No. Even some of us domestics were affected for a year or two. You didn't know the Armstrongs, did you?
No. One of the Armstrongs may have hung out at the 602 Club once in a while. Carlton, I think. Long before he got involved in politics. I knew people that vaguely knew him. But I didn't know.